We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
God gives us truth each day for our life, and it's not a passing trend. It is not the latest trend. It is eternal truth that will change our life and give us answers to the pressing questions that we have each and every day. And we must build our life on those eternal truths. As I live my life, you look at Galatians chapter 5 and you look at the fruits of the Spirit and the works of the flesh. As I surrender my life to the Holy Spirit and allow Him to influence me, and I walk in that Spirit and in the influence of the Spirit of God, then what happens? I bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Now, when you look at that list of the fruits of the Holy Spirit, let me ask you this question. Who does that remind you of? Jesus. As I walk in the influence of the Holy Spirit in my life, the outcome is I'm going to be more like Jesus. And as I walk in the influence of the Spirit, I glorify the Savior. That's the ministry of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is ministry is not that you get more of Him. By the way, He's a person. You can't get more of the Holy Spirit. He indwells you the moment you trust Christ as your Savior. But the ministry of the Holy Spirit is to influence your life so that your response and your attitude and your actions and your reactions bring glory to the Savior. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. And so the Spirit's work is to glorify the Lord Jesus. All right, number two, would you write this down? The attributes of the Holy Spirit. So we're going to look at some characteristics tonight of the Holy Spirit, because I want us to understand. I had a conversation with a gentleman that came to our service several years ago. We sat down right here at the front of the church, and we were talking about the work of the Holy Spirit, and he was trying to convince me that the Holy Spirit wasn't God. And he was saying, the Holy Spirit's not God, the Holy Spirit's a force, and you don't understand, he's a force to be reckoned with, but he's just a force. And I said, son, you don't know your Bible. You don't know what the Bible says. The Holy Spirit is God. And when we look at the Godhead, you know, we don't rank them 1, 2, and 3. We don't say, well, there's God the Father, then God the Son, at the bottom is God the Holy Spirit. No, it doesn't work that way. They are all equally God. Now, they have different roles in my salvation. God sent His Son, and His Son willingly obeyed and went to a cross. And then the Holy Spirit glorifies the Son by pointing everyone to Him, to trust in Him, and He convicts me of my sin, so I would turn to a Savior who could forgive that sin and give me a home in heaven. But all three persons of the Godhead are equally God. You know, I can liken it with a marriage. The Bible says that a husband is the head of the home and the wife is to submit to the husband. Now, it doesn't mean that the husband is better than the wife. It just means they have different roles. They have different responsibilities. But the Bible says that they are one in marriage. When a man and a wife get married, they become one flesh. No one's better than anyone else, but they do have different roles. And that's the same is true with the work of the Holy Spirit. The God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit have different roles in creation, in the salvation of a soul. And so let's look at the attributes of the Holy Spirit here tonight. Number one, we see that his attribute expresses deity. And what I mean by that is that the Holy Spirit is God. He is God. Christ is born. The Spirit is his forerunner. Christ is baptized. The Spirit bears witness. Christ is tempted. The Holy Spirit leads him. Christ ascends. The Holy Spirit takes his place. The Holy Spirit is God. The Bible teaches us that he is eternally existent. Eternally existed. That means that the Holy Spirit existed before Genesis chapter 1. He has always been. Let me give you some Bible verses here. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14. The Bible says, how much more shall the blood of Jesus, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. The eternal Spirit. The Holy Spirit is omnipresent. That means the Holy Spirit is everywhere at one time because he's God. Whether shall I go from thy Spirit, David asks, or whether shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. The Holy Spirit is omnipresent. The Holy Spirit is omnipotent. It means that he is all powerful. The angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. He is God. He is the highest, shall overshadow thee. You see, he is omnipresent. The Holy Spirit is everywhere. He is omnipotent. He is omniscient. It means he knows everything. What can you hide? 1 Corinthians 2, verses 10, you could write it down. But God had revealed them unto us by his Spirit. You know this, there's nothing that the Holy Spirit doesn't know. He knows everything. Why? Because he is God. He is God. We see in the Bible that he is omniscient. He imparts life. Write down this. Romans chapter 8 and verse 11. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead. That's a wonderful thought. The Holy Spirit's work in imparting life. The Holy Spirit authored the scriptures. We think of the ministry of the work of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says in 2 Peter 1. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. His attributes express deity. The Holy Spirit is God. Number two, his attributes exhibit personality. The Holy Spirit is not a force. The Holy Spirit is a person. We're talking about the person of the Godhead. He is co-equal with God the Father, and he is co-equal with God the Son. And the Bible teaches us that he possesses the characteristics of a person. He has intellectual ability. He has a mind. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 11, the Bible says this, for what man knoweth the things of man save the spirit of man? He has will. The Holy Spirit makes choices. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 11, the Bible says, but all these worketh the one and the same self-spirit, dividing to every man severally as he wills. In other words, the Holy Spirit makes choices in giving spiritual gifts to the church. The Holy Spirit has emotions. He has emotional capacity. Write down Romans chapter 15 In verse number 30, the Bible says, "Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, and for the love of the Spirit." The Holy Spirit loves. He has emotional capacity. But also, he performs the actions of a person. Now, I have a lot of verses here. I'm just going to give you these references. And so I hope you're quick with the pen. You could write these down. You can look these up. The Holy Spirit loves. Romans chapter 15, verse 30. The Holy Spirit teaches. John chapter 14, verse 26. He guides us. Romans 8, 14. He intercedes for us. Romans 8, 26. That's a wonderful ministry of the Holy Spirit. When we go to the Lord in prayer and we don't even have the words to say, we don't even know what to tell God. I mean, our hearts are so broken. We're so confused. We're so burdened. We don't even know. We can't even get words out of our mouth.
Hey, it's Josh. We'll get back to the message this morning in just a moment. We want to invite you to join us in this ministry of proclaiming the gospel message to our region. Please pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths. But also, your financial investment is appreciated. You can send a financial gift by mail to 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7, or using e-transfer by sending your gift to give@kitchenerbaptist.org. This would be a great blessing to us and a help to this ministry. We also want to pray for you and with you. You can head over to kitchenerbaptist.org/pray, complete the form, and we'll add your request to our prayer list. We would love to help you in this way. You can check out our website at kitchenerbaptist.org. You're going to find several free resources to help you in your Christian life, including a free Bible reading schedule. Check it out today. If you have any questions about this morning's message or about God's work in our life each day, please reach out to us using the contact information at kitchenerbaptist.org. We are here to help you in any way that we can, so please do not hesitate to give us a call or send us an email, even if it's just to say hi. Okay, now that we've taken care of these items, we can return to our message. Here, once again, is Pastor Burns.
Pen, you could write these down. You can look these up. The Holy Spirit loves. Romans chapter 15, verse 30. The Holy Spirit teaches. John chapter 14, verse 26. He guides us. Romans 8, 14. He intercedes for us. Romans 8, 26. That's a wonderful ministry of the Holy Spirit. When we go to the Lord in prayer and we don't even have the words to say, we don't even know what to tell God. I mean, our hearts are so broken. We're so confused. We're so burdened. We don't even know. We can't even get words out of our mouth. You know what? The Holy Spirit, he knows what we're thinking about. He knows what we're going through. He knows the burdens we bear. He knows the feelings we have. And he goes to the Father and says, this is what he's trying to say. This is how he's feeling. This is what he needs from you. Isn't that wonderful? The Holy Spirit intercedes for us. He speaks, Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. He calls and he commissions men and he sends men to preach the gospel, Acts 13, 2 and Acts 20, 28. He receives the treatment of a person. Think about how the Holy Spirit is treated. First of all, he can be reverenced. The Bible says in Psalm 51, verse 11, he can be rebelled against. Psalm 51, verse 11, he can be blasphemed. Matthew chapter 12, verses 31 to 32. By the way, let me just put an asterisk there that blaspheming the Holy Ghost is your rejection of the Spirit's work to draw you to a Savior. It is the unpardonable sin. It will never be forgiven. In fact, you will end up in hell if you reject the Spirit's work, because that's what the Holy Spirit is doing in our world today. He's convincing us of our sin. He's convicting us of that sin to draw us to a Savior. And if we reject that work, if we blaspheme his working in our life, and that's what they were doing in Bible days, the Holy Spirit was working in their life under the performance of the Lord Jesus as he was performing these miracles, and the Holy Spirit was there convicting them, saying, he's the Messiah, he's the Savior, you need to put your trust in him. Walk away from the dead religion you're a part in. And what did they say? They said, that's the work of the devil. That's blaspheming the Holy Ghost. That's rejecting the Spirit's work to bring you to the Lord Jesus. And the Bible says that the Spirit of God will not always strive with man. And I don't know when, and I don't know how God works, but there comes a time when you keep rejecting the Holy Spirit, you become hardened to it, and you don't have that conviction anymore. And so he can be blasphemed. He can be lied to. Acts chapter 5, verse 3, Ananias and Sapphira. Peter said, you lied to the Holy Ghost. Why? Well, because he's a person. And a person can be lied to. He can be resisted. Acts chapter 7 and verse 51, they resisted the working of the Holy Spirit. He can be obeyed. That's, by the way, the right attitude to have to the Holy Spirit. And then, Christian, in Ephesians 4:30, the Holy Spirit can be grieved. You can make him sad. You know, you can make the Holy Spirit, you can grieve his heart because of our actions. All right, number three, as we wrap this message up tonight and we consider, I know this is just a lot of information, a lot of verses and stuff, but I think it's important to understand what the Holy Spirit's doing in our life to help us. Let's look at, thirdly tonight, the activities of the Holy Spirit. The activities of the Holy Spirit. So what is the Holy Spirit doing in our world today? Well, the Holy Spirit is at work in our world at large. The Holy Spirit is working in our world today. He strives with mankind, and he is restraining sin. Now, I want you to think about this for just a moment, because I think we as Christians, we're always saying stuff like this. Well, our world is a mess. And our world is just, it's just a mess. I mean, sin is everywhere. Listen, the Holy Spirit is in our world, and he is restraining sin. Can you imagine what our world would be like without the ministry of the Holy Spirit in our world today? I'm telling you, friend, the Holy Spirit is important. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 6, verse 3, that God's Spirit will not always strive with man. There comes a time, Romans chapter 1, when God says, all right, I'm just going to let you have your way. You want to go in that direction? You go ahead and go in that direction. And you read, friend, listen to me, you read Romans chapter 1, and you look at the condition of society, and you say, wow, that society is a mess. God is going to judge them. No, you don't understand. That is the judgment of God. When people just follow their own destructive way, and God says, all right, you go ahead, live your life your way. Without the work, the restraining work of God in their life, you go ahead and follow that pathway. You go ahead and corrupt yourself. You go ahead and corrupt society. You go ahead and do that. That's Romans chapter 1. By the way, that's our country. That's our country. That's the direction we're heading in. And that is why our ministry as a church, and that is why the Holy Spirit's ministry is so important. Think about this Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 7. The Bible states that in the future, the one that restrained sin will be taken out of the way. Now, I know a lot of people have different opinions of the restrainer in this passage of Scripture. Some will say it's government. Some will say that it's the church. I believe it is the church, but the Holy Spirit's working in the church. And you think about the work of the Holy Spirit, who is the one that can restrain the devil himself. Think about what the devil would do in this world if God wasn't holding him back. And think about what's going to happen in this world when the restrainer is taken out of the way. What happens? We're going to have the Antichrist is going to come on the scene. And the Antichrist is going to have his way in the economy, in the one world religion. It will be the devil incarnate, and he will rule and reign. And in the end, as his desire was from the beginning, he wants to be God, and he wants to be worshipped as God. And he'll tell all of the people, I am God, I am the Messiah, I'm the Savior, worship me as God. And so many will. So many will. But we see the importance of the Holy Spirit's work in our world today. What does the Holy Spirit do? Well, he convicts sin. He convicts sin. He tells the world that sin is sin. And the reason why people hate the Bible, the reason why people will get mad at a preacher, is because the Holy Spirit is saying in their heart, you know what he's saying is right. You know that's truth. That's going to hurt you in the end. The Holy Spirit convicts men, humanity, of sin. John 16, verse 8, the Bible says, and when he is come, this is the Holy Spirit, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. He will reprove the world of sin. He will show the world what sin is. He will show the world the judgment of their sin. And he will show the world righteousness or right living. By the way, I believe that's fulfilled in the Holy Spirit's work in our life. We're the ones that are supposed to be the righteousness. We're the ones that are supposed to be the light in the dark and perverse world. We're the ones that are to be the hands of Jesus and the feet of Jesus. He says, I'm the light of the world. And then he told the church, now you're the light of the world. You're going to reflect my light to the world. And the Holy Spirit helps us to fulfill that. That's the work of the Holy Spirit, to convict us of our sin and to show the world sin and righteousness and judgment. The Holy Spirit is a witness to mankind. You know, I think when you go soul winning or when you're talking to someone on a bus or when you're talking with someone, a neighbor or whoever about the Lord, then guess what? Your greatest soul winner partner, your greatest soul winning partner, let me get that out right here, your greatest soul winning partner is the Holy Spirit. And he's right there beside you. He's in you. He's indwelling within you, and he's helping you. And he's convicting that individual of their sin. And he's reaffirming in their heart that what you say, if you give them the Bible, is truth. And so the Holy Spirit is a witness to mankind. Not only the Holy Spirit's work in the world, but also the Holy Spirit is at work in someone who receives Christ. What does the Holy Spirit do when someone puts their faith and trust in Jesus? Instantly, the Holy Spirit regenerates our spirit. The Bible says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit gives us new life and a new nature. And it happens like that. The Holy Spirit regenerates our spirit. The Holy Spirit baptizes us into the body of Christ. Now, I'm not talking about physical baptism, because when people look at that idea, you know, the being baptized by the Holy Spirit, they come up with some strange doctrines. But the word baptism just means to submerge. And when we are baptized by the Holy Spirit, the Bible says that we are in Christ and we are submerged into the body of Christ. We become a part of the family of God, and we walk with him and talk with him and follow him. And so the Holy Spirit is at work in our life as we trust in him as our Savior. He regenerates us, and we're baptized in the Holy Spirit as he becomes a part of our life. We are sealed by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit puts that seal upon us that we belong to the Lord Jesus. The Bible says if we have not the Spirit, then we are none of his. And his Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are a child of God. I think a lot of people, they get that confused when they first trust the Lord as their Savior and they have hard times and troubles. They think, well, once I got saved, I thought everything would be wonderful, but I still have temptations. I still have troubles. I still have trials. What in the world is going on in my life? Listen, the Holy Spirit is going to indwell us, and He's going to be there, and He's going to make Himself known. The best way to illustrate that is if you have someone, let's say a young man, and he's a slob. Let's just be honest, he's a slob. I mean, he doesn't put anything away. He doesn't bathe. He's just a slob. And then he marries a young girl who is a perfectionist. I mean, she just likes everything neat and tidy and everything in its place. Let me ask you this question. How long do you think it's going to be when they get married and she moves in? How long do you think it's going to be before she makes her presence known? It's not going to be very long. I mean, he's going to know that she's there. And that's the same thing that's true with the Holy Spirit. We put our faith and trust in Jesus. He seals us. He indwells us. And guess what? He makes his presence known in our life.
Thank you for tuning into our program today. Timeless Truths is a ministry of Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our ministries and how we can be a blessing to you, visit timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support from listeners like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That's Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. To learn more about how you can help this ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can know abundant eternal life through Jesus Christ right now. Say yes to Jesus today. Ask Him to save you. Fully trust in Him. Learn more about Jesus and how you can have eternal life through Him by watching our video at KitchenerHope.com. Hey Christian, have you ever wanted to read the Bible through in 1 year? We have an easy-to-follow Bible reading schedule that will help you succeed. You can visit TimelessTruthsRadio.com to learn more. Thank you again for joining us this Sunday morning. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and study God's timeless truths.